The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. And this morning, we're on Thursdays. Good morning. It is the 28th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm with the National Day.
It is National Buffalo Soldiers Day.
Okay. Now, do you know what Buffalo Soldiers
are? I looked it up, and it's actually okay. Really cool.
Yeah, it is. It was the 9th and 10th Cavalry, comprised of African-American volunteers who fought along the border. And, in fact, when Teddy Roosevelt went up Kettle Hill and then San Juan Hill, it was the 9th Cavalry, commanded by Black Jack Pershing, who later went on to become a four-star general that was in charge of all of our troops in Europe in World War I. So, yeah, they've got a long and storied career of defending our country.
Absolutely.
It's a great story.
I read a book about that at one time, and it was fascinating. It was fascinating. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's 75 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of, hang on to your hat, 115, a low of 77.
Excuse me? It's gone to 115 now?
That's what the report is telling me.
You know what you should be getting ready to play as soon as she's finished, right?
Okay, and on Friday, it's going to be 114 and a low of 77. Cooling down a bit on Saturday to 109, Saturday night 76, on Sunday 103, Sunday night 74, and on Monday a balmy 100, down to 70, and then Tuesday, da-da-da-da, sound the trumpets, it's finally going under 100 to 98, and then 98 for a couple of days thereafter. So, wow, hang on to your hat. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated.
Of course they're warm. It's 115 degrees. It's cool to be a
Shasta Gas Propane customer.
Yeah.
They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
How hot is it?
Hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Yeah, that's how hot it is. It's crotch pot cooking. You walk down the street and you're cooking. That's how hot.
That's hot.
Somebody sent me a text said, where did you get that from? Good morning, Vietnam. Yeah. That was Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
Going for it.
That was in my back of my mind. I was visualizing it. I'm going, I know where it was from. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Okay. So, I hate to start off with a personal problem.
But I am.
So, our pipe's backed up. So, here's a shout out for Amets. They came over, did a great job. But while he was trying to clear the pipe, you know, he had to go underneath the house. So, he goes underneath the house, and it turns out the pipe was being suspended by plastic instead of metal. So the plastic had
dipped,
and so that's where it was causing the problem. So he fixed that. He had to cut out a piece of the pipe and put it in there. Like I said, young man, did a great job. But he couldn't get into a cutout. So he had to take the toilet off in the, because it was backing up in the shower back there. We never use that shower. So, I mean, I've been there for 15 years. I've never used that shower because it's way on the other side of the house. You know, probably if I got hit with a skunk, I'd probably go in there.
Does anybody ever use it?
I think my grandson did 10 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe once. So he takes off the toilet. He goes, well, you know what? These brackets are rusted, and it's not, you can't screw down the toilet. Yeah, okay, you need to fix that. Well, we just had that fixed like 3 months ago. Had the seal redone. Well, the guy had, you know, took it off and cleaned it and didn't do anything about the brackets. And we had paid, you know, fixes. All right. But what he did find, the young man, underneath the house, he goes, hey, did you know your condensation tube from your air conditioner is just dumping water next to your foundation? Okay. I said, that can't be. I said, condensation tubes, because just the way it is, they run it outside so it can be, you know, so it can drip into the ground.
Yeah.
Well, no, he was absolutely right. I went there and they ended it a foot from my foundation, and there was a veritable lake underneath my house. Not a lake, but a lot of water.
A good sized puddle.
Yeah, and you could, now you're starting to smell it because it'd been there. And so
happy homeowner.
Well, what I did was I went out and bought 100 pounds of sand and a bucket. So it was called, you know, air conditioning people to come out. And they're going to have to. The air conditioner works great. But they're going to have to extend that pipe through the foundation, which you drill a hole.
Mm.
Or you have to put a pump in there. Now, a pump, which it seems to me to be the, you know, the simplest thing, drill a hole.
Extend that.
Extend it through the foundation and let it drip outside.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no problem with that. So, but I also bought 100 pounds of sand and spread that out and soaked up the water. And I'm going to probably have to buy another 100 pounds just to add on to it. And I put the bucket under the tube. But what really irritates me about this is you pay somebody to do a job.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew. You know they knew. You can't just let a pipe drip water underneath your house, even if it's, you know, even if it's a dirt deck there. And all they had to do was take an extra hour, maybe, drill through, extend the hose through there. I mean, they could have even made it, you know, a small, you know, maybe an inch,
yeah,
and just run a rubber tube through there or something. But they didn't do that.
Well, and then, of course, the original installation, you wonder why they did that in the first place.
That's what I mean. That they didn't do it in the original installation.
And when did you have a new air conditioner put in at some point?
Well, it's like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So this has been, and if that young man had not gone back and seen it.
Okay.
So as soon as I opened up, because we have different entrances into that back, so I go over, it's behind a tree, and they open it up, and I look in there. And I'm like, wow. So now there's a bucket in there catching the water that I have to go back and dump a few times a day when the air conditioner's on until the air conditioning people can get there.
Yeah, Carl, it could be worse. That could be under your house and you could be crawling into the house to do that.
That's true. It could be worse.
I mean, a lot of people with a foundation like that, you have to go into the house to get at that stuff.
People get paid a lot of money
to
put in air conditioning.
Oh, they
systems.
Do. Yeah.
And I don't even remember who it was. I mean, it's not like our regular guys that we've used. It was, because, you know, under a home warranty thing.
Well, I have a... See,
yeah, but
this
just
happens.
It's just strange. You know they knew that it was going to be dumping down there in a dark area, so it's damp and it's humid there, which means mold.
I'm
spraying bleach everywhere.
I have a friend that had a house built and an extra bathroom, and they very seldom use that extra bathroom, the shower.
Yeah.
And then had some kind of an issue, and they went into the house, and that shower was draining directly into the ground. They had never put the connection underneath the sewer.
Did you tell me the story before? Because
I
just heard something like that from somebody else.
The
shower just drained.
It just drained into the ground, and she had no idea, and something other happened, and the guy, and you know, she's had the house for 10, 15 years. But fortunately, it was one of those that's a guest shower and very rarely used. So he was up there doing something else and went, do you realize that? Yeah. So, and that was a brand new house. When they built it. Just kind of didn't check that off their list.
Guy across the street is putting an air conditioning system up in the attic. You know, hired that to be done. And because, again, it was under a home warranty thing. So people come from Sacramento. Not around here, but all the way from Sacramento. So they put it in, but it, you know, it has to be permitted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it takes a year or close to a year to get people out there to permit it. from the city. They come up there, and the first question they ask is, where's the catwalk to get from one side of the attic to the other, which has to be in there? And he goes, I don't know. I said, well, you're not getting a permit, so you get a catwalk. And because it had taken so long to get the permit, the air conditioning people were going, well, wait a minute, you know, but oh no, he finally got them out there. And they were out there. They hadn't put a catwalk in, and there was something else they should have done. They didn't do it. But getting the permit.
But the point is, you're supposed to get the permit before you do the work.
Or they had to sign off on it. Yeah. They probably had the permit, but then they had to sign off saying it was done. It was a sign off, but it took forever. And then they find out. What's going on with stuff like this?
Well, I think it permeates from the very top of all of that kind of stuff. We're not training people for trades. You and I have talked about this before, Carl, where we went on such a push for so long that every child must have a college education. This is all we're striving for. They got to go to college. They got to get a degree. They got to do this. And we kind of got away from pushing towards the trades, from having people go into trade school and doing those things. Now we find, with everything else, not the least of which is people just simply don't want to work, but we don't have any trained, skilled technicians, plumbers, electricians, air conditioning, HVAC guys. And I talk to all the people every time you try to get somebody to work on anything. You hear the same thing from people. I can't get anybody to work. I can't get anybody to do the work.
We had Alliance come out just the other day. They do a regular maintenance. And it's a young man that's been to our house before. Just really. And then the kid from Amitz. They were really good. I mean, so I agree with you. Because it's not like these young men and women. It's that getting the new ones into it, because as fast as they train them at Shasta College, they are taken.
Yes.
They are hired. They are poached out of the classes before they get a certificate.
Oh, the people, all of the contractors, builder people, all those people that are continuing with, even though the homes they're not building, commercial is, and trying to find people to work for these jobs.
That's why they're importing people from Nevada and everything.
Absolutely.
For the county courthouse down there. And these guys are driving up from Sacramento every day. They carpool up, when they were working there. But the thing is they make more than a living wage, blue-collar workers.
Yes, they do.
They really do.
I think we need to start emphasizing that again to our young people. And we have started
people
to make an emphasis on, I'd like to see some of those work programs back into the schools where the kids can do, what's the word I'm looking for? They can work while they're going to
vocational.
School. Vocational.
Yeah. And it used to have a bad connotation. Oh, he's going to vocational school. And now he owns three plumbing companies drives a Maserati.
You got it.
So, hey, speaking of things that are well made, Sleep Number bets that it's 115 degrees.
You got
to
get
it's
your
gonna
sleep.
It's going to go down to be like, 80? So, prep your beds. Sheets made of natural fibers can help you stay cooler. Use a ceiling fan. Use a do-it-yourself air conditioner. Put ice in a pan with water and run in front of a fan. And that'll cool the air. Cross breeze. Take a cool shower. And then while you're still damp, run in there and lay in bed with a fan on you.
Yeah.
There you go.
That'll cool you down.
But the best thing that'll help you get a good night's sleep is your Sleep Number bed.
Exactly.
We've had our Sleep Number bed not half as long as you've had yours.
I've had mine
for 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, I've had mine for over 20 years.
Yeah. Sleep Number allows you to pick that, select the firmness of your mattress. As an example, my Sleep Number setting is 75 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. Totally different, but we both sleep so well in there, and that's what Sleep Number does. They have the Sleep IQ technology, if you choose to use that can tell you, how you're moving at night and, how to adjust the bed and all these things. It's just a great bed, and we have friends and family who have bought it, and every one of them loves that bed. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, save $500 on a Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. Queen, now only $1,299. Sleep Number's lowest price ever, only at the Sleep Number stores. And, of course, that's in the Target Shopping Center, right next to the vitamin shop. Going down. Lay on all the beds. Make them work.
Absolutely.
Then buy one, because you won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. If somehow, when I'm making an announcement, I'm hearing that song. I'm going to, you know, make the announcement like I'm singing it, you know. Hey, welcome back. Trish Clark and Carl Bott here, 7:24 in the morning here on the 28th of July. It's going to be 115 degrees today. You might want to think about indoor activities.
That'd be good.
Yeah, wearing loose clothing. If you have to go outside, try and stay in the shade. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Drink as much water and liquids as you possibly can. We're not talking beer, Ted.
Alcohol and caffeine
doesn't work.
Don't work.
That's right.
That makes it, it only makes it worse. And Carl, we should let people know that this is like an open line this morning.
It is open line Thursday because when Trish comes on, probably once a month, I try to run an open line because I know that you hold back because you don't have enough time to unleash it.
There's a lot of stuff going on out there, but we also want to let if they have a burning issue. The phone number 605-4567, and then if you have something that you would like to talk about, this is your golden opportunity. You have till 9 o'clock to talk about whatever you'd like.
Anything you want
to talk about, whether we're talking about it or not.
That's right. Just no character assassination.
Don't call and yell at me.
Hey, tonight and tomorrow night and Saturday. Last three Colt 45 games, and I have tickets. If you want to go to the Colt 45 game, okay, yes, it's going to be 115 today. However, the sun goes down, you get the breeze off the river, and you can go out there and eat a snow cone, drink water, have a great time.
Yeah, take a
They've got
ice
misters check. Out there. They've got it all.
Yeah.
You want four tickets, you got them. You want six tickets, I might be talked into it. You want to take your whole office, give me a call. I have maybe 20 tickets left from the whole season, and that's pretty good. I mean, I'm giving away buku tickets, as we say.
Yeah.
Okay. Something that we talked about is very bothersome. They did an Alzheimer's study back in like 2006, and this was the gold standard of Alzheimer's research. And what they discovered and proved, and I'm doing little quotation marks, is it's plaque in the brain that causes Alzheimer's, or it can lead to Alzheimer's. And all the research from then based on this gold standard study done by this guy.
Billions of dollars of research. There are now like over 100 clinical studies going on for medication to address this particular thing.
Plaque.
And the problem with that, there were several other areas that they were researching that could have been the cause. They stopped researching all
because
of those went by this study.
It was so definitive.
Yes.
Well, another researcher out, I believe out of Vanderbilt, he's looking at this. And he looks at it. And he goes, some of these photos look like they've been doctored, and so they jumped on it. They have found so far. Well, this is what they believe is that study had been
photoshopped
and changed to make it come out the way they wanted to say it was plaque. And the guy that did the study, who by the way is still alive, has refused to comment.
Well, and interestingly enough, with the person that did that research and came up and brought that to the attention of the NIH, they sat on it. They didn't do anything with it right away. And in fact, after the allegation and the proof that he had put together that this was a false study.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that did the
false study. Right. They came back and said, hey, this is not a good study. Here's the evidence that shows that. That was presented to NIH. They sat on it, and in fact, they refunded that same researcher for another 5 years with that information in hand.
Well,
turns out
the original researcher.
The original researcher, they gave him another 5-year grant to continue to study the same thing. And interestingly enough, one of the people on the NIH board that made the decision to continue to fund that was also involved in that original study.
Well, see, and here is the thing. You know, we say follow the science, right? So here's something in it. I mean, this study, the gold standard study, and now they're seeing is that, oh my God.
False information.
It could be false, and it looks like it is. And now we have aimed all of our research and our great minds into trying to fix this one thing, which may not even be the problem of Alzheimer's, what causes Alzheimer's. It may be, you know, maybe it does have something to do with it, but it's not what everybody believed. And I did not know the NIH sat on it. But it doesn't surprise me that when they get something this huge, this devastating, that they wouldn't go back and check it themselves then and look at that research.
But again, now, follow the science, follow the money.
Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, now they're looking at this. The real sadness here, I have long said that if we had spent the amount of money in research and trying to get to the bottom of Alzheimer's, we lose a lot of people to Alzheimer's in the United States every year, and it's a debilitating, really bad disease. There are millions of seniors who could have probably been saved if we had not gone in this direction.
Well, but we don't know that.
Well, if we put that amount of money into research that really was valid,
could be.
You never know.
So we're waiting to see what's going to happen with this. But what a, I mean, that was huge.
It was huge. It drew my attention because, as you know, I've been involved in that whole senior population thing for my entire life. And I was devastated when I read that. I couldn't believe.
Yeah, I glanced at it the first time. Then I heard, because I listen to my station, Ben Shapiro went off on it.
Yes.
And
Daily Wire.
And yeah, when I heard
that's where I got the original information.
Then I looked it up and I went, oh, this is just terrible.
It is. Because we spend, there's a lot of money spent on medical research in the United States, a lot of funding. And this particular study was just, like you say, the gold star. And
it was the gold standard.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, Shasta Regional Medical Center, they were on the other day. It's 115 degrees out there, my friends. That means that sidewalk has got to be 140 at least. One of the things they've said is, besides the fact of the heat and taking care of yourself and hydrating, some of our homeless, or maybe not even homeless, that collapses in the heat, if they hit that sidewalk and they lay there, and this is before it got to the 115 mark, this is when it was only like 106, 107, we're getting second-degree burns. If you see somebody on the ground, call 911, because with the heat the way it is and they're laying on a sidewalk, they could be suffering severe burns, plus the fact that radiation from the heat up could kill people. So kind of be aware out there, and be aware of maybe you have senior citizens in your neighborhood that you are aware of. You might want to check on them too. So, yes. But anyway, Shasta Regional Medical, that's just one of the things they do. They take care of people. They take care of people very, very well, top rated by numerous organizations. We are fortunate to have a hospital like Shasta Regional Medical Center in our midst. 7:32 in the morning, and it's 80 degrees, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salago, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Trish Clark and Carl Bott, I don't care how mellow the songs are you're playing them, we're going to get fired up today, so you might as well start finding some things.
Okay, I got you.
You know, Red, White, and Blue by, was it Trace Atkins? Yeah, things like that. You might as well just start.
Just start, because we're just going to go there. I just know we're going
to
go there.
I know you're trying to keep it mellow, but nah. this portion of the show.
Did we scare you last week?
This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. And it is super accommodations, pet-friendly, gourmet chef, activities, transportation, if you choose to use it, all of those. And people there are living better. They're smiling more. They're worrying less at River Commons Senior Living. For a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981 and see what River Commons can do for you and how it can change your life. Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to talk to you about the casino down there. But first, it came to my attention that Kevin Cry on the radio is going to start Tuesday. It's 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR. That's going to be interesting. We've got a candidate for supervisor on the radio. I hope everybody tunes in and listens to what
he wants his own show, and he has bought an hour on our station,
which
is perfectly legal.
And any other candidate can do the same.
And I urge other candidates to do the same.
Yeah, it would be great.
That way you have your own show for an hour a week, and it goes by the FCC regulations and all that. Yeah, he is, and will be his first show will be August the 2nd at 6 p.m. So
this Tuesday. Hey, yeah, I wanted to reference back to when you had Tracy Edwards on. I think it was Wednesday morning last week.
No, it was Thursday morning last week.
It was Thursday morning. Okay. You remember that Carl was going on that they were seeking permission to put a casino on down there. And I called up Tracy, and I asked her to confirm the fact that once that piece of property gets into the reservation, they can do anything they want. They don't need permission from anybody.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
No,
we've always been true. Always been true.
We've been misled into thinking that the city and the county has something to say about
it. No, not true. From the,
you can go back and listen to what she had to say.
No.
From the very beginning, it has been said that no matter what the city, and the city has said this, no matter what the county says, once the Bureau of Indian Affairs gives their approval, if they do, but once they give their approval, that's it.
The part that the city and the county could have played is in the processing when they were going through the hearing process before the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and they were giving testimony that was opposing it. That certainly could have played a part on the decision that was made at the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Certainly during the Trump administration, they had a lesser chance of getting that accomplished because of the makeup of the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the head of it.
Yeah,
under the Biden administration, they have a new representative who is an Indian.
Native American. I think she was a congresswoman out of New Mexico.
Yeah, and so she's now the head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. So they could have had a sway, but they never had a say in it.
Ever.
That's right, and that was my point, and it was, as far as I was concerned, it was misleading. But the thing is, they have taken and applied on a different application to include all their other properties, which includes the hotel and Wind River Mini Mart.
That's been out there for a long time.
It's
a separate issue and a separate application to bring that in, and they can't do that. According to Tracy, they couldn't do this until all the loans are paid off on it. And once the loans are paid off, they can then put that as part of the another procedure.
Do you think Wind River is going to have a problem paying those loans off?
No, it's already been done. That's why they're putting them under the Rancheria's purview.
So my point is, the Rancheria has the city of Redding bent over a barrel when it comes to getting services down there.
No, it's the other way around.
They'll want water, they'll want sewer, they'll want electricity.
Yeah.
And as a blackmail, if you don't give us those services, then we're going to include these in our reservation, and you're going to lose all those sales tax and bed tax dollars.
They're going to do that anyway.
They're doing that anyway, Nick.
They don't have to do that.
They don't have to.
But they're in the process of doing it.
They're
in the process of getting it.
And as far as having the city bent over,
even though it's in the reservation, they don't have to take that away. That's a bargaining chip.
That is. But as far as having the city over a barrel, it's up to the city. You know, they have to have, the city has to provide electricity and sewage and
they don't
water.
Have to.
You're right. They don't. That's when you.
Well, you just said they do, Carl.
No, I said that they're going to have to ask for it. And that's where the city's got leverage.
The city's got leverage? No. Wind River's got the leverage right now, especially after the illegal land sale that Aaron Reisner engineered
wasn't just Aaron. There were four others that voted for that.
Yes. So my point is, the Indians are going to get everything they want, and there's nothing we can do about it.
You don't know that yet.
Well, watch and see how it plays out.
Thank you, Nick.
Hold it. Now let's talk about the Civic Auditorium and the Posse Grounds.
Okay.
My point, being against Populous, K2, McConnell Foundation, and what's the other one? Turtle Bay, doing that project down there, is the fact that those 45 acres are worth $25 million. And you've got a comparison when you look across the river. There was 6.5 acres sold for, I think it was 6 acres sold for $3.5 million. So when you do your multiplications and your divisions, it comes up to $25 million is what that property is probably worth. That's 10 years ago. And my complaint about that is that the city is going to wind up giving that property to those entities to develop it. Those entities, and I saw Michael Lockwood's proposal, I went to the meetings, and they had a small line of housing along the edge over by the skating rink, which would include affordable housing. Therefore, they're going to get a whole bunch of grants for the affordable housing that's going to help develop that property. So my complaint is we're going to give them that property. The taxpayers are going to help develop it. It's going to be owned by a private entity, which is probably Turtle Bay and McConnell Foundation, and we're going to have to get into an event center that Wind River is going to put one in down there anyway. So we're going to have competing event centers.
Okay, Nick, now take a breath. And let's go back to the beginning.
Well, I wanted to thank you for not interrupting me.
Well,
I was just
waiting for you to get it. First of all, the city turned it down from McConnell, K2, and Turtle Bay. They turned it down. You know that, right?
Well, actually, I'm not convinced they turned it
down. No, they did. Nick, you got your own show, so just listen. I didn't interrupt you. So
you have. You've interrupted me three times today, but go ahead.
Okay, bye, Nick. the city turned them down and has now taken $1.25 million out of some fund to build their own, do their own project.
And who did they hire to do that project, study?
I think somebody out of New York or something like that. I'm not sure. But they turned down the proposal from K2 and who was the driving force on this? K2 and then this international company, their head engineer being from Redding and for what their plan was. So the city turned it down and they, this company and Turtle Bay and K2 and, McConnell Foundation withdrew their offer. So to say that, you know, we're paying for this, we are paying for it. And the part that I'm concerned about is we got a city doing a study to build, to develop this when nobody on that city council right now, or maybe even the next two, are going to be around when all this stuff comes to fruition. Instead of taking a look at having people that do this for a living, And we have the say on what to do, what's going to look like, where it's going to be, the people in our community. And in fact, they're having meetings. They've had one meeting already and they're going to have continuous meetings about what you want to see along the riverfront. So that thing about, I realize that some people have got this angst on anything that has the McConnell name on it,
yeah.
Foundation name on it. And Turtle Bay. And there's some people like that. But I know the people from K2, and I know what they wanted to do, and it was to build something that was beautiful and worthwhile for our community. But they withdrew that because the city said no. So they just withdrew their offer.
Yeah, but Carl, we have a republic form of government that allows our government to make these decisions on government-owned land,
yes.
Not a group of citizens. And I would go the other side of that is that I don't want a group of non-elected people getting together making decisions about using government land. That money is owned, or that land, as I understand it, is owned by the city.
It is, by the
citizens.
Why
shouldn't what? Well, exactly. But we're a republic form of government.
Right.
We elect people to make those decisions.
And the city council is the ones that we elect to make these decisions, right?
And they hire a consultant to do that work most
times.
That's
right. So they're
and when that report comes back,
then now see, here's something that could happen, and this will fire Nick up. They could take that report that comes back and says, "Well, yes, you can do this, and these are things that can happen." They may go back to K2. And that company and hire them to do it.
Yeah,
to build this. But what I'm saying is the people on our city council and do not have the expertise, and that's why you hire consultants.
Well, exactly. So they're not making this. The five people aren't making
the
decision.
No. But then you're talking about a small city, part-time legislators in there, making a very huge decision and making the right decision on how you're going to develop some just just primo land there. And Nick is absolutely right about that. But I'll be interested to see what happens when that study comes back.
That's how the whole city of Reading has been developed, was by those five legislators of
I understand that, and I'm not saying they made bad decisions. They haven't. No matter what people say about Stillwater, it has come to fruition.
Still dirt. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Took a long while.
It did, but it did take a long while. But it has come to fruition. Now, I'm not saying they can't, but I'm just saying is no matter how good Mike DeQuisto is, he's not an engineer. And he's not a developer. So whoever makes this study, they have got, you know, this plan has got to be so precise that it says, this is what can go there. This is going to pass CEQA. This is going to do this. What kind of event center do we want along the river there? How do we maintain and enhance our rodeo arena, which is the second largest moneymaker for Reading? There's no reason it couldn't be the first. They're just limited on how much they can do there by agreements with the city. So
and hopefully in this study there is going to be some attention paid to how we have a proper exit out of that area with all those people in there.
That's one of them. They're going to have to build another bridge across the river.
Yes, they are.
Just right away.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer ball. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy.
Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you've got a work injury and you're not getting treated, that's what Patrick Gorman does. He takes care of you. He makes sure that you get the medical treatment that you deserve, that you rate. Now, you can give him a call at 530-262-2168. He's an expert at this. He worked for the insurance companies, and you know insurance companies have scads of lawyers. Well, he saw the light, and now he's here in Reading. He is truly an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. Again, the insurance companies have attorneys fighting for them. You need one that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 today. Well, you know, because we've gone over breaks and everything, we only got like 3 minutes left. So I can talk about this. What am I going to do with $1.2 billion that I'm going to win tomorrow?
Okay.
I've already told Liam, what did I tell you that I was going to do for the station?
You told us that we were all going to get cars.
New cars.
New cars.
And
the difference out of $100,000.
I mean, $100,000, and then you all can buy cars and the other monies to put gas in them that you'll need. So everybody in our station here.
Does that include me?
Yes, that includes
you.
Oh,
gosh, I'm so excited.
And and then I said I'm going to, you'll probably clear $600-700 million out of this, or $500 million, even $500 million. Okay, let them take more. I'm going to put $60 million into building a new jail.
There you go.
But they have to call it Carl and Linda Bott's Home for Recalcitrant Children. And it's got to be a neon, and it's got to be blinking on the side of the jail.
Okay.
Hey, is that worth $60
million? Sure.
And a new jail?
Works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
home. It could be the home for wayward, wayward people. You know, it's going to have wayward in there, and it's going to be neon. Do you think that that's being too cynical? $60 million, but you got to call it this.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think that's.
If
great.
I was a cab supervisor, I'd take it in a second.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Again, somebody going to give me, and it's going to cost that darn thing's going to.
It's going to cost over $100 million, but they've got like they can. This, hey, look, county, if you can raise $30 million or $40 million, I got $60. There you go.
There you go.
I don't know how – it would be kind of going away present to California, too.
Yeah, as you split and head out. Yeah, exactly. Where would you go, Carl?
You know what? And this is – Linda and I have talked about that because – there's, we look at places all over, Tennessee, that's where my sister lives, and Tennessee's a great place. But my kids live in New Mexico, but they're not going to stay there. They're going to end up eventually in Pennsylvania. So we'd have to pick a place that we're going to be happy in, but we're very happy here.
Yeah.
We're happy in Shasta County. We're happy with our friends, all of that. So, we'd probably move to a different place so we'd have more room so we could put the horses there and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't know really if we'd move. Isn't that scary?
No, it is. But we're in a different thing here. If I know that people that are being impacted tremendously, if you're still working and you're raising a family and you've got grocery bills and those things,
yeah.
That's a huge thing in California.
It is.
For me, in my situation, yeah. Where would I move?
Yeah,
that I would have the same kind of support system and structure. I've lived here since 1977.
When Linda went to the hospital,
where would I go?
Our friends are, you know,
yeah,
in the medical and
people.
Yeah, and yeah. Orna Gill, Dr. Gill was with her every day because I couldn't go in there because of COVID.
Yeah,
and she was there. See, you're not going to replace that.
You know, your structure around you, your support system, yeah, so important as you get older.
All right, we got to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Session. Although Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he is not at all convinced that we are in a recession.
The real reason is that the labor market is just sending such a signal of economic strength that it makes you really question the GDP data.
That data released this morning shows the gross domestic product shrank at a 0.9% annual rate in the second quarter, following an even larger decline in the first 3 months of the year. There is concern a newly announced Democrat tax and spend deal will fan the fires of inflation. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin announcing the deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on taxing larger businesses and spending hundreds of millions of dollars more has some Republicans fuming.
Senator Tom Cotton calls Manchin's decision a double cross. The reversal came just 2 weeks after Manchin previously objected to the full package and said he would only support the bills relating to health care and pharmaceutical prices. Manchin has frequently stated he could not support the climate provisions in any deal because of concerns about inflation. Senator Cotton predicts Manchin will face political fallout now in his home state. Appearing on Fox News, Cotton described Manchin's decision to sign on to the 700-page bill as, quote, the longest suicide note in the history of West Virginia. Bob Agner reporting.
The threat posed by dangerous flash flooding extends from the Rockies all the way to the Appalachians. The St. Louis region continues recovering from this week's flooding there, while other areas, including parts of West Virginia, Virginia, and Kentucky, have been swamped with floodwaters trapping people in their homes and sweeping away cars and trucks. Stocks are mixed right now on Wall Street. The Dow is up 19 points, while the Nasdaq trading 29 points lower. The S&P is 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un threatening to resort to the use of nuclear weapons in any potential future military conflict with the United States and or South Korea.
The official Korean Central News Agency is reporting that Kim unleashed fiery rhetoric against rivals, he says, are pushing the Korean Peninsula to the brink of war. In a speech to war veterans, Kim accused the U.S. of demonizing North Korea to justify its hostile policies, and he called the U.S. gangster-like for carrying out U.S.-South Korea military drills targeting North Korea, but blasting the North's military activities, an apparent reference to its missile tests. Observers say while Kim is increasingly threatening his rivals with nuclear weapons, it's unlikely he would use them first against the superior militaries of the U.S. and its allies. I'm Donna Warder.
Find news and analysis at townhall.com. Who is the new host of Jeopardy? Actually, two answers to that question.
After leaving fans of the legendary game show in suspense for a while, the correct answer is...
I am the Allen.
And...
Hosting Jeopardy, Ken Jennings.
The show's executive producer says after rotating as host, Bialik and Jennings will continue to do so on a permanent basis. Both have signed deals that puts the rest the back and forth over who really deserved to be the full-time replacement for Alex Trebek, who died in 2020. If either had been named, it might have irked the fan base of the other host. Jennings is an all-time Jeopardy champion. Bialik is best known for her work on The Big Bang Theory. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
After hitting an eight-month high, unemployment claims have fallen back. Applications for jobless aid declining 5,000 last week to 256,000, down from the previous week's 261,000. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Open Line Thursday with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's the 28th of July, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, son.
Good morning.
Yeah, we were all just discussing what we would do with if we won the $1.2 billion, right?
Wow.
And Liam, I mean, he's talking about things like hydroelectric for his house. And I mean, and you and I are talking about buying a horse ranch and paying people to take, you know, to move hay, you know.
Do the work.
Do the work. And so we just ride.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, I would not have anybody saddle my horse, though.
Well, no, that you had
no,
to.
No, some people, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah, just bring my horse out. They're already saddled. Nope, I wouldn't do that. Anyway.
I'd have them put the saddle on.
You know
heavy.
What? In reality, the heat is already getting to me today. Okay.
And it's only 78 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high, however, today of 115, a low of 77, clear skies, and very sunny. On Friday, once again, hot. High of 114, low of 77. On Saturday, 109, and a low of 76. Sunday, 103. Sunday night, 74. Monday, 100, and a low of 70. And then on Tuesday, finally, we're going to break down under the 100-degree mark, 98 for the next 98, and then 96. So there is, into August, we're going to maybe start cooling down a little. This has been a really, I mean, I think every day in, in July has been over 100 degrees.
Oh, no.
I think
no.
You look back.
No, not even close. No. In fact, this has been a pretty, I love this because you and I go back. If you go back and look in July,
yeah.
We have had our 100 degree days, but it hasn't been every day.
This
I've got a feeling that August is going to be.
Oh, I hope
it's
not.
Going to be the.
Do
one.
You know the first year that I moved to this area?
Uh-huh.
July had over. It was 1977, and we went for over 15 days, I believe, 15 days of over 110.
Wow!
Thought I was going to die. Bob was on fire. Okay.
Yeah.
And he called.
Oh, he was fighting fire.
He was fighting
yeah.
fire. He was gone the whole time, and we had just moved up here. We moved up in like March, and he called one night, and I said, "So when you get back from this fire, if you ever decide to return home, there's a doughboy pool waiting for you to install in my backyard because that's the only way I'm continuing to live in this hellhole." excuse that.
No.
Oh my! Well, that was a big.
I was
shock.
Lucky. I trained.
Ugh.
I trained for a year. Before I moved to Reading, I was in Iraq.
Well, there you
it
go.
Was,
you were
you
used
know,
to it.
And so when I came back here, when people said, oh, God, it's so horrible. And the only thing I could think of, I'm sitting here with a Hawaiian shirt on, shorts, and I'm drinking a cool beverage, you know, in an air-conditioned place. And I'm looking around thinking, it's all relative. But I've lived here long enough now that I've.
Absolutely. Yeah. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, a nice Anderson business down there, owned by veterans. Do a great job.
Absolutely. Now, Nick, who wrote something in there on my chat room, you know, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so when I write back, I just abbreviate. So I put down N. Don't you have to go to work now before it gets too hot? And Nick then says, Carl called me the N-word and didn't use a question mark.
I love Nick. I do. I mean, I saw him yesterday. He is a funny guy.
He is. He has good sense humor.
Let's go to the phones. Dolores, I hope you're as funny as Nick.
Oh, no. No, I'm not as funny as Nick. But okay. Anyway, speaking of Nick, no. You know, I have to say that, Carl, that I find it very sad that when you get a lot of callers, you know, they call in for all the things that's been going on in the city and in the county, which they have every right. They have the constitutional right to complain or whatever. But you know what I find very sad is that they know they have the experience. They know they have some good questions, some good answers or whatever. But you know what? They're not willing to run for office. And all they do is complain, but they're not willing to run. And then the people, like some of the men, I asked them, I said, are you planning to run? Oh, no, my wife will kill me. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? Our country, the way it's going, our county, the way it's run, and you're not willing to run, but you're willing to complain for years and years and go to the Board of Supervisor meeting. I just find it very disappointing to hear men say that, or women even. So I don't know.
That is a very good point you just
it
made.
Is.
But let me tell you why they do that. Our political system has become so venomous and toxic that people that would run to do the right thing end up having to worry about people going through their garbage to see what they read, what they're eating, and all that, even in a small town. Now, I may be exaggerating a little bit, but since social media has taken on such a huge part of our everyday, and people say things, and they attack, and then it's not just you. Then they go after your family. People just say, you know what, I have a right to believe this, and I have a right to stand up and say it. I'm not going to run because I don't want to put myself or my family through that. You know,
and yeah.
Unfortunately, that's where we are. And so you don't get the best and brightest running every time. You get people that are one-trick ponies. They've got one thing they're running for in some cases, and it does have an impact.
You have to have a really thick skin to do that. I mean, I did it for 20 years, and one of the ways that I was able to do that was to not read all of the, at that time it was blogs, and it was the letters to the editor, and I just got to the point where the only way that I could continue without just wanting to kill somebody or being really hurt was to just not read it. Just ignore
it.
And continue to try to do the best that I could do based on the information I had. But it's really tough, and it's a lot tougher now given the media, everything that's out there and everything you do and people are just willing to say just about anything about any subject. It's amazing.
You're right, Tricia. I feel that so many people put their lives on the line, like all these veterans who've gone out there and fought for our country, who sacrificed their family, come back with no arm, no leg, or something missing. And yet they still have to come back to this country and fight in this country, and the war never ends. But, we need other people to stand up and learn from these people who went and sacrificed. So what if you're afraid? So what if they're going to come after you? That's the bottom. You have to. What are you going to do? Be afraid for the rest of your life and not do something? I would hate to go to war with those kind of people because I wouldn't stand for that. I'd be one of the first ones to say, let's go.
Yeah.
But,
I hope there's a lot of younger people who are willing to take this on. Here's the deal. We need to support them when they do that.
Yeah, you look at the city council, people already putting their names in.
Yeah.
A bunch of young people.
Yeah, and I think that's excellent.
It's time.
Yeah, they need to, and we need to support them. We need to stay involved. Even if you're not running for the office, staying involved, helping them, serving on committees, spreading the word, talking about things, We need to get back involved in our everyday the local. And I think we're seeing that across the United States.
But we also need people to kind of take a deep breath and let other people have their thoughts and be able to say things without calling them a communist or a neoconservative knuckle dragger. I mean, that's the thing is, people need to be able to listen to other points of view.
And agree to disagree.
And
move on.
And you'd be surprised at a lot of times, maybe 10 things somebody says to you that you don't agree with, but on the 11th one, whoa, that's a pretty good idea. Okay, thanks Dolores. We've got to go take a break. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I have insurance. Linda and I have insurance with Judy Maxwell. And she's got all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, both financial advisors and insurance agents. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free let me say it again, a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beat, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Love that song.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He would go over and visit the troops.
Yeah.
And, I mean, many times. And he'd sing that song. I mean, there was like, there wasn't gunfire in the air.
Yeah.
When he's doing
that. I love that song. That can get you fired up and going.
8:20 in the morning, 80 degrees, going up to 115 degrees today, my friends. Be careful out there. This might be a good time to sit inside your car in a shady area where there's water pouring all over the car. Yeah. Go down to Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Down the corners of
Market and Eureka Way. It's a great, great car wash. I use it all the time. It makes my truck look almost brand new, except for those dents and scrapes. But if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. Really nice people. They wipe off your car with clean towels at the end, and they're very friendly there. Quick and Clean Car Wash. Now, you remember when Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, when he was let out of jail.
We had to get out of jail so he could make stock trades.
And sold up to, he bought millions of dollars worth of computer chips stock. And right before the vote on the massive chip subsidy. And this just infuriated Joe America. Why is this guy buying this and his wife's going to vote on something here? They've introduced a bill to outlaw any member of Congress or the Senate or their families from trading. And anyway, so what happened is he supposedly bought options to buy stock in this company more than a year ago, and he exercised them on June 17th. Deputy Chief of Staff for the House Speaker, you know, Pelosi. As always, he did not discuss these matters with the Speaker until trades have been made and required disclosures must be prepared and filed. However, he just sold all of that stock and supposedly lost $340,000. And the reason he did it was he decided to sell his shares at a loss rather than allow the misinformation in the press regarding this trade to continue. What misinformation was there? He bought this stock a year ago knowing, I mean, he sleeps with the Speaker of the House, I think. And now they're going to vote on it, which would have made that stock, he would have made millions on it. But because it was found out.
We've known about this kind of stuff for years. Look at Dianne Feinstein's husband.
Yeah.
I mean, he's made billions of dollars on real estate transactions, on purchases by the U.S. government and leases over how many years, and it's well known, it's reported, it's talked about, it's there all the time, and we've done nothing about it, and it's illegal. I mean, I can remember when I was on the city council in Anderson, and they bought a metal detector from me for the Parks and Rec Department, and I had to abstain from the vote. We're talking a $350 metal detector, and I couldn't vote on it because of the conflict of interest. I mean, these laws already exist.
Well, they're also
and we ignore them with all of the members of we ignore all of that stuff on a regular basis.
Well, he also had investments in option purchases of social media company stocks, while the House Speaker, and this is according to this article, slow walked potential legislation to rein in the power of big tech companies. So, you know what? For me, the best thing you could do is outlaw. Is make it illegal for families and for, of course, the House and they do get inside. They
get inside information on a regular basis.
And they've been caught before trading on this. They make a little phone call to somebody in their family who buys or sells something because they know something's going to come down the line.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. So you just make it so nobody in their family can do it. And it means family. Now, there's going to be people out there that go, I haven't talked to my Aunt Nancy. I haven't talked to Aunt Nancy in 10 years. And yet I'm a stock trader. Does that mean I've got to get out of the business. So it's got to be, you know.
Immediate
anyway,
family.
No, that should be everybody. Yeah, immediate family. But then you call, okay, what's immediate family? Husband, wife, children, brother, sister, something like that.
Carl,
but what if it's a cousin?
Carl, you cannot legislate morality.
That's true.
You cannot
there'd
make,
be no way. There'd
you
be
cannot
no way.
Make enough laws to make people who will not do the right thing do it. You just can't do it. The only reason that our system of government was ever worked and was designed to work, but only for people who will do the right thing. You can't make enough laws to make people do the right thing. That's
okay.
Simple.
Hey, have we entered into a recession?
Isn't that a... No, not according to the new definitions.
Nope. Okay. Now, recession has always been when the GDP drops, goes negative for two quarters in a row.
Yep.
However, they're saying, well, that's not really a recession. You know, that's the technical recession. But an article here says, you know, while the GDP has gone down, we still have strong employment.
Right.
Of course, inflation is horrible, and then the Feds just raised that 75 points in there.
But see, that was the good side of that, because if you've got money to invest, now's a good time to go out there and see if you can find some CDs that are paying more than 0.006 nothing.
The National Bureau of Economic Research, which tracks this, says the semi-official arbiter may not confirm it immediately. Sometimes it takes up to a year. They only meet when they want to. It's not like they meet every
year. So they'll do that right after the next election.
Right.
They'll declare there really was.
It relies on more than GDP in determining whether there's a recession, such as unemployment and consumer spending, which remained strong in the first 6 months of the year. And then it takes into consideration the depth of any decline. Of course, if it had been Trump or Bush or anything, and you hit this thing like that, now, right in the, you know, in COVID, at the height of COVID, we had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But now, even though that we're still getting more cases of COVID than we did before, and that was wiped out, you remember, by the Biden administration. And now we have monkeypox.
Don't even get me started on monkeypox.
At the very beginning,
I told you what that disease was, and you said, oh, Trish.
No.
Remember I told you that they were going to do the same thing with monkeypox that they did with the AIDS infection. And you poo-pooed me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I agreed with you.
No, you said, oh, come on, it's not all the gay population. And I said, yes, it is, Carl. Look at it. 99%.
It's primarily the gay population.
And we did the same thing with AIDS and wouldn't talk about it because we were so busy being politically correct. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or say anything bad about anybody. But we let a disease that should never have taken over our country like AIDS did, because we wouldn't talk about it and we wouldn't make them report.
And
now we need to admit this is how it's spread.
This is the primary thing. The primary cause.
And quit being politically correct about it.
The World Health Organization has said this and all. It's primarily right now being spread in the male gay community.
Yes, it is.
But now...
And of course, you can get it.
You can get it just by physical touch. So that's why you're seeing babies.
Exactly. Direct exposure.
If there is a good thing about the monkeypox is it's not fatal in almost every case. It's uncomfortable. But it doesn't kill you like AIDS does.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So we agreed.
Okay, we agree. We agree. That's good.
Okay. We have, let's do an early break.
Okay.
Early break, then we can come back. We got more time to talk about other things. Hey, if you have something you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. I don't care what it's about. It could be the heat. It could be cooling centers. It could be fires. The fire season is starting up again. We have so far dodged bullets. Maybe it's because of some of the work that we've done and other organizations have done. Not we personally, but we here in the North State.
But is it going to be another one of those years? This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of jewelry. Super people down there. I can't say enough about them. They're very, very personable. And they, like I said, everything from estate jewelry to specially designed pieces, all at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
We're just kind of into music this morning.
Liam's hitting them. He's hitting them. I watched that documentary, The Day the Music Died.
It was so interesting. And I'm trying to remember it's on Netflix. I don't even know which one it's on. Maybe Paramount Plus. But the story of how he wrote this.
We talked about that last Thursday. Yeah.
And it's just
incredible.
But our nation's going through that again.
Yeah.
Somebody out there, Liam, here you go, buddy. Liam writes great music records great music. He played it one night on Man Up. By the way, tonight, Man Up is going to be on him, 6 to 7 p.m. Ted Leidy, myself, Perry Crimmins, and maybe a guest. Who knows? But one time on one show, we just played Liam's music. It was great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This young man does a good job. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, another local business that does great work. So many of them. I mentioned Almonds. I mentioned Alliance Heating and Air. I can't remember the other one that didn't do good work. But when they don't, I don't mention their names. I don't Yelp them. I don't do anything. I just go, okay. I don't use them again.
Yeah.
But Cypress Square Barbershop, I've been going there for 15 years. I'm extremely happy with the je ne sais quoi of the place, the ambiance, the fact that you don't see Dr. Phil on the TV at any time. Great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. They work by appointments, 530-244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. It's in Cypress Square. It's off of Athens, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Another great local business. Have you ever been to Lucky's?
No.
Sandwiches, barbecue. Ooh, good, good. I took a friend down there, and he's been going every week.
Since
then. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, New York City. The guy running for governor, Lexi or something like that, he gets attacked on the stage by a guy holding a
knife.
Weapon.
A knife.
Well, it's a plastic, you hold it in your hand, but it's got two, like a triangles on it, point that you use it for self-defense. I mean, you jab somebody in the throat with any type of force, you're going to puncture their throat. I mean, it's a weapon.
Yeah.
And he said that day, he said, they'll release him without bail, which they did. That's bad enough. But then there's this video that's gone just viral of this teenager fighting three cops in the subway. He's got one of them in a chokehold. There's blood. They use so much restraint to take this guy down, finally, and get him down. He's already been released on something else. They take him, they arrest him, they put him in jail, and guess what?
He's out on bail.
No bail.
Just out.
And he's out walking the streets again.
And of course, he's going to come back for his hearing.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I mean, we think that we've got problems here. You know, and we have our problems, but we don't have problems like cities have.
No, we don't.
Like that. I mean, somebody says something nasty. When we had the big protest, Black Like Me and the militia across the street from each other. And were there guns there? Yeah, there were guns. There's guns everywhere. And that's okay. Absolutely. You have the right. Was there even a fist thrown? No. Were there things shouted back and forth? I'm sure. But was there a fist thrown? No. Did it finish up people together? Yes. Then following Sunday had another big meeting, another big crowd. The police weren't even there for this one, except the chief of police was there and he spoke, and among other speakers. And then they all marched together. I mean, that's Reading. We don't have to worry about the things that you see in the big cities. And I understand.
Shasta County is very fortunate. We talked about that in the first hour, about the difference in living in a climate and an atmosphere like we have in Shasta County. It's a different part of the state of California.
It is.
I wouldn't even consider living in any other part of the state.
No, we
have some serious issues here, though.
We have serious issues.
Not the
issues.
Least of which, I don't want the morning go by without talking about the acid condition, the ACID
absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm glad to see that they are now finally, I think, working together, the ACID board and the people, and they're getting their kind of
putting their money together on something
and
like
figuring
that.
Out a way to try to get an injunction to make the board of the Bureau of Reclamation and the people who made this decision come back and say, okay, we made a big mistake here and we need to charge that ditch. And so, you know, that's a good direction. But I'm going to tell you, it is so dry. Wells are going dry on a daily basis. I understand people are having tremendous problems finding well drillers.
We had the well driller on, Ted Ogilvie. He is, because of another friend of ours said, hey, you know what? My dad was having a problem with the well, and I called Ted. And Ted is back. He's booked out for a year.
Yeah.
And just like the rest of them, you know, and he's the one that came in and said how Churn Creek, people in Churn Creek Bottom are in trouble.
Yeah, they are.
They have shallow wells, and there's no water recharging the aquifer.
Yeah, no.
They're in trouble, and they're going to have to drop their wells another probably some of them 60 feet.
And not very many of the well driggers, I understand, are willing. They'll drill a new well, but they don't want to go in and re-drill.
No, they don't want to use the old one because most of those there, I mean, they'll check it out. But most of the wells there in Churn Creek Bottom and other places are 40, 50 years old. So trying to drill through there is nothing but a problem. And so they'll move over and drop another one.
But then the expense and the permits, and I understand, and this is our good governor here, evidently there was an executive order passed by the good governor in March that limited the number of new domestic wells that can be drilled in any by county.
Let's just keep going with this.
And agricultural wells are a whole other thing. Then you've got to hire. That you're not talking cheap process here.
No,
you've got to hire an engineer. You've got to hire a hydrology specialist. You've got to do all these things to get that permit to get that well, and then you got to find a well driller.
This is a big deal. Yeah, and here we are in the state that Gavin Newsom. Because he is going to run, I think, for president, no matter what he says, is running ads in Texas and Florida.
Yeah.
Telling people, if you want freedom, to come to California. And people who live here in California, we roll on the ground when we hear this, thinking, where does he live? He doesn't live in California. I think Gavin Newsom lives in Texas, and he just pretends he lives here in California. When he talks about freedom. Anyway, but the water, and the water questions, they're going to start putting monitors on your wells.
Yep, everybody's well. Even the little tiny wells, that there are hundreds and hundreds of wells in Chester County.
Yeah, and they're going to make you pay for it.
Well, they're going to try.
Well, you know, this whole thing is such a travesty that here we are. We are wasting literally billions of gallons of water a year by not reclaiming. I know you all are probably tired of hearing me say this. We don't, you know, if you're going to put a solar system on a house and you're forcing people to do it, you ought to put in a reclamation system also.
Yeah.
Just another set of pipes, and it goes into a cistern. Then you can use it for watering your yard, watering your flowers. You know,
makes perfect sense.
It just makes sense like that, and start reclaiming all, you know, this water.
The problem with the reclaiming water is the only thing is the detergents that go into most of that water that would go down all of those areas where we claim that gray water.
Well, yeah, but you know, but
there's got with science the way it is.
You can buy a way to filter that out. Well, you
can
buy detergents that don't have, you know, that are biodegradable in this. But you're using it on your yard and everything. If you're, you know, not your vegetable garden, but you could. And people are using reclaimed water. Israel does it. And then now we're going to have to start looking at desalination plants and making water from the ocean. It's expensive, but it's water. When we deployed, we had something called the ROPO unit. And what that would do is it would take water out of the ocean to make fresh water, especially in places like in disasters and everything, because that's part of what we do is non-combatant evacuations and disasters, and a MUF rolls in there. We can make thousands of gallons of fresh water every day with these units.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolutely pure water. And
so the technology is all there.
Technology.
But we don't tend to use the things that we have because we get a theory going about them. And nuclear power is another one.
You know, it would solve all the problems.
Exactly. And yet, because you had one big blow up over in Chernobyl. Everybody's scared to death of it, and
well, Fukushima was pretty bad too.
Well,
but they do not design their plants like we do in this country.
There you go.
We had Three Mile Island, which was it exact same thing happened at Chernobyl, but we had a containment system. Nobody was killed. Nobody was injured. It was scary. Oh, but look, you know, that could happen. Well, we've never had an accident in this country with nukes, with a nuclear power that has harmed anybody. Think about that. Think about the 60 years plus that we've had nuclear power on carriers and submarines. Submarines where you're locked into these things.
We never had
a problem.
Yeah, there you go. You're absolutely right. We just don't take advantage because we get scared off by studies. Go back to the Alzheimer thing that we talked about in the beginning. Isn't that the most... It's such a good example of why we'll lock on one thing and allow that to lead for how many, 16 years, all of these other studies that they didn't take into consideration, all the work that hasn't been done, because of one study that everybody bought into and it was bad information.
I just got this text before we take our break from my daughter. Well, my daughter's a nurse. And she sent me pictures of all being, protected with all the protection stuff. Well, they went on a vacation. And my son-in-law comes down with COVID. Now, this is what she said. COVID has kicked my butt. I've never been so sick. Vince is feeling better. Ashlyn, that's my granddaughter, has COVID now as well. Took my first shower today in 3 days. I'll call when my voice is back. Love. I love you. So they've all been vaccinated. She works in the healthcare industry. Boom. Now, she's got, and, I mean, she's sicker now than she's ever been. Well, she, I mean, COVID.
That's
what
we can talk about that in the next after this break.
Yeah.
About the lady that lied to Trump about this from the very beginning.
And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Tomorrow, One Safe Place joins us, and they've got a couple of speakers coming in. It's interesting the things that are going on with all the facets of domestic violence, elder abuse, it's always a good show. And that's on tomorrow morning. Okay, now you found an article about – no, you don't want to talk about that.
No, because I can't find the article.
Oh, okay. Nancy Pelosi, I'm going to say something nice.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Nancy said that she wanted to visit Taiwan, and she wants – you know, she announced that they were trying to get there next month, which would be August. When she made that announcement, the communist Chinese went berserko. Even though it hasn't been confirmed, but that it was announced. They went berserko and said that she should not go. She should be kept. It would, Chinese government warned last week it would take forceful measures if Pelosi visited Taiwan. After the Financial Times reported she would travel to the Chinese claimed island nation next month. Now, they're telling us where the Speaker of the House of the United States of America can go. Or not go. Now think about this, my friends. Nancy Pelosi, you need to go. You have to go now. The military is already moving aircraft and ships closer in case there's something. The Chinese have claimed Taiwan, as you know, ever since like 1948. And, they keep flying planes over. They run ships through the strait there, all of these. And we don't have official relations with Taiwan, but have been stepping up engagement with the island as China seeks to isolate it from global institutions and infrastructures.
They pretty much operate as their own entity, however.
The former chief editor of the Chinese Communist Party state tabloid, the Global Times, suggested the country detain and punish Pelosi. Well,
is that why you wanted to go?
No. But
now that you mentioned it.
Well, no, of course not. But now that this is leaked out, she almost has to go now. Because if she doesn't, wow. I mean, talk about backing down, you know, Russia and Ukraine,
China that close to Taiwan, rattling its swords, and then
begging for oil in Saudi Arabia,
and then telling Pelosi, telling the Speaker of the House of the United States of America, you can't visit there. Are you kidding me?
Well, I don't know. I will tell you that if they decide that China doesn't want them there, I bet she doesn't go. They're doing everything they can to bow down to every country in the world. Things are happening in this United States. I can't believe the things that the United States is doing and the opinions about the United States throughout the rest of the world. The way they feel about the United States has changed so dramatically in not even 2 years that it's embarrassing to think that this once powerful country that everyone, I mean, we spend money and send help all over. And these people are beholden to us throughout the world. And all of a sudden, they have absolutely no respect for this country at all. And it shows every day. This is just another example, Carl, of they think they can say anything they want to the United States and tell us to do anything. And gosh darn it, we just keep doing it. And bending.
The guy that tried to assassinate, or planned to assassinate Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, they're finding more things. He did not want just Kavanaugh. He wanted three justices.
Mm.
And they still, I don't even know if the justices are even living in their own homes anymore because of the protests are out in front, which, by the way, are against the law. I mean, it's clear. You cannot demonstrate in front of a Supreme Court justice or a federal justice's house, home. You can't do that. I've read it. It's against the law.
Wow.
And yet the Department of Justice doesn't do anything about it.
Well, it depends on which judges they're arrest, in front of.
It doesn't. They don't arrest these people. You say, well, they have a right for peaceful protest. No. See, they don't. Change the law then. But right now they're breaking the law. And again, when you keep breaking laws and there's no punishment or nothing comes of it, then you get things like that kid that, you know, got in a fight with the policeman in New York, you know, bloodied him up, and then they let him out right afterwards, no bail. The guy that tried to harm the guy running for governor in New York, released, no bail. There's something wrong with this.
If the only way that our system of justice will work is if there are consequences for actions and you follow through with it. We don't lock people up. You can ransack. I was in Safeway the other day. A lady got tired of waiting in line, had four or five items in her hands, and she got tired of waiting in the line and she just walked out the front door. Nobody did a thing. What kind of a world do you live in that you can do that? What kind of people are you surrounded by who would do that? Would you do that?
No, and there's a couple of times that I'm sitting there with a quart of milk, and I'm thinking, if I walk out, nobody's going to say anything, and I'm tired of waiting in this line listening to this lady talking on the phone.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't bring myself to walk out of a store with something in my hand that I hadn't paid for.
No, you don't. We go back then to guns. Guns have been around a long time.
I wish we'd have talked about that this morning.
Yeah, well, they've been around. And the laws that Gavin Newsom and this legislature are putting on people, including things that are just blatantly against decisions already made by the Supreme Court. But it's not, the guns aren't the problem. No.
This new law that prohibits our kids from being involved in the skeet shooting and stuff.
Whoa.
I wish we'd have got into that this morning because I think that is
I addressed absolutely.
I
addressed that the other day because this law, they're thinking, oh, those weapons of war. But the way it's written, it means that you can't have trap teams. You can't have small caliber rifle teams. You can't do anything in a school. Where these kids, have a...
This is one of the best activities these kids... We've had this in our schools forever.
It sends them to college because these kids, if they're good, they get scholarships.
And they can't even get the information about the meets now within the state of California. Because
according to this law.
Yeah.
No.
It's crazy.
And we host at the Reading Gun Club all the local high schools out here. We give them, you know, give them their ranges there so they can practice. And we have got some just superb shooters up
here. Absolutely.
Finished second in the state. You know, some, I think one finished first in the state. Our teams are always high. And under this new law, we can't even do that if it goes through, if this law.
There's lawsuits filed against it. I know that the California Rifle and Pistol Association has filed an action against it. Several other different organizations are filing appeals on it. That's just one of those crazy, crazy California laws.
And then the final story, of course, is Cowboys owner Jerry Jones had to apologize to little people because he used the word midget.
Oh, what a way to wrap up the story. Politically correct. Oh,
hey,
my God.
It's going to be 115 degrees out there, my friends.
Try to stay cool.
Stay cool. The Frontier Senior Citizen in Anderson is a culinary for seniors.
Yes, it is.
We've got the Mount Shasta Mall. The county library is staying open later at night. Good News Rescue Mission. Be aware if you see somebody that is laying on the sidewalk, call 911. They can die right there.